Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with a special song. I like to call it Rachel's Song. To make a long story short, I played this tune on the evening of my daughter's birth, and this weekend, Rachel gave birth to her second daughter. Her name is Aubrey, so this podcast dedicated to my daughter and granddaughters. So let's listen to Pat Metheny, First Circle. First Circle by the Pat Metheny Group, a 1984 release. Perhaps First Circle has something to do with the circle of life. And so I dedicate that to my daughter and her brand new granddaughter born this weekend. And this iteration of the Pat Metheny Group features Pat Metheny on a wide variety of acoustic and electric guitars, Lyle Mays on piano and synthesizers, Steve Rodby on bass, Paul Wertico on drums, and Pedro Aznar on percussion instruments and vocals. And I'd like to pay tribute to some other birthdays as well. I'm speaking of Wayne Shorter and Charlie Parker. Wayne Shorter, born on August 25th, 1933. He is celebrating his 88th birthday. And Charlie Parker, born August 29th, 1920. That would have made him 101 years old on this anniversary of his birth. So let's listen to Wayne Shorter to start things off from the album Night Dreamer, a 1964 release. A great composition, and we are going to hear Black Nile.
Thank you.
Starting at the top, we heard from Wayne Shorter from the album Night Dreamer, 1964 release. That one features Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And after that, we heard two tracks by Charlie Parker. Both from 1946, we heard Yardbird Suite and Ornithology. Let's continue on with something from Steve Davis. This is an album that goes back to 1997. It's an album by the Steve Davis Sextet, which included Steve Davis on trombone, Jim Rotundi on trumpet, Eric Alexander on saxophone, David Hazeltine on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. And we are going to hear the title track, Dig Deep.
Thank you. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the carbon is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So, hush, little baby. Don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Spread to the sky. But until that morning, ain't no one's gonna harm you. Not with your daddy and mommy standing by. Thank you.
Songs about the dog days of summer. Last one you heard, Dr. Lonnie Smith, the album Too Damn Hot. The song is the title track, released back in 2004. Before that, we heard from Herbie Hancock. The album is Gershwin's World. We heard Summertime with the vocals of Joni Mitchell. Also, soprano sax, Wayne Shorter, and Stevie Wonder on harmonica, along with Ira Coleman on bass. Guitarist Andrew Renfro has released his first full-length album. The name of the album is Run From the Storm. We know Andrew from our days in Hartford, Connecticut. He's since relocated to the West Coast in LA. And this album also features Braxton Cook on saxophone, Tabor Gable on piano, Rick Rosato on bass, and Curtis Noasad on drums. And we're going to hear a song entitled Doula from Andrew Renfro.
Thank you.
Andrew Renfro, a fine guitarist, and this is his first full-length album, and it's entitled Run in the Storm, and that was Dula. A great sound from this young guitarist. We're going to finish up today's show with a duet from Chick Corea and Gary Burton. The name of the album is Duet, in fact, 1979 release. And let's listen to the Chick Corea composition, La Fiesta. Thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. We'll see you again next week on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.